What you doing, LG?
Money from selling my leave came through.
Yeah? How much did they get you?
Almost $3,000.
Oh, man. Bank that thing. $3,000 is amazing. A good pile of money.
I just made bank.
Good. Well, a good start for a mission, eh?
So, yesterday,
when
I
got
there, Manny Dumas got airlifted to Albuquerque due to a health crisis.
Oh, golly. Yeah? To Albuquerque, huh? That's an interesting direction to go in, but okay. Anything else interesting? So, where does that leave everybody else? Roy. Grandkid, forget her name. Dang it. Erica, I guess we don't know. All right. Because, yeah, Fanny's taken care of. There's a lot of people taking care of her. The rest of that room, but we'll keep it open for a little while because it's still on the hot side, man. Matt's ready. Sam, you ready, man? You got shoes on? Good to go. What am I doing? I gotta put probiotics on the thingamabobber, Matt. That goes there. Hey, you want a hat? Got one of your old Canada hats. Air Force in Canada.
What is that, really?
How does your loyalty slave kind of thing? Well, there's some other hats over there. Yeah, you can go find. That's my red hat hat. You can wear the boonie hat or whatever. Yeah? You can do the John Harrington one. Here's an old friend of mine. Died tragically. Yep. Got an Ag Science Center named after him. He's out here waiting. Anyway, if you want a hat, you don't have to have a hat. Yeah? Well, seems like things kind of survive. It seems like even when the pumpkins go limp, they kind of pull it together later. Yeah. Yeah, we got some little ones here and there and here and there and here and there. And who knows what's in there? For all we know, there's a big, huge monster in there that we don't even know about.
It's black cat.
Yes, this cat loves to hide out in the little forest over there. Oh, is that who does that? Oh, okay. Yeah. You'll have to...
Oh, my sleeve.
Oh, right. I'll have to get on the internet, Sam, and see what the spare tire situation is on this vehicle, and then we can start... Or you can start figuring out what you're missing. Surely they didn't take off with a donut tire, if that's what you got. And usually little bitty cars is what you have as a donut. You know, the little bitty ones?
Yeah, I remember that.
Anyway. Heck, they usually have some demo YouTube. To tell you. Somebody shows you how to do it specifically on your model. So you can be all prepped for the next time.
Those are some big ones.
Yeah? Yeah. Mop is in the ultrasonic treatment. Although they don't take to it like their parents did. Boy, the parents, man, they used to just make a beeline for cover when that stuff came up. Oh, he's running into me. Oh. I only go part way. Yeah. Mom's gonna give this guy a reason to stop behaving like that. We gotta get out of the way of vehicles. Oh my gosh, they're evil. Oh, well, you can try that. See how it works. Sometimes it does. They're usually pretty nice. always amazed by these guys. How on earth do they get out of that vehicle?
Maybe they're small.
Really small. Anyway. People impress me with their ingenuity. Old Sam, back with us from a good stint in the Air Force. Saint Nemro. Why do they call you Saint Nemro? Because you're a Latter-day Saint?
I was the most saintly person in the shop.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you got your mom to thank for that. For better or worse.
Yep.
Hopefully they had a little grudging respect for your saintliness. And it wasn't just a whole bunch of never has any fun, he never goes out, never gets drunk and hurty, whatever.
Actually, the leadership liked that because they knew I was responsible.
Yeah?
Especially since I was underage.
Yeah?
Yeah, all that drinking.
Oh, yeah. You were less trouble. Everybody else was trouble.
Everyone else had to keep an eye on me. They didn't have to do so hard.
Yeah. Cool. What?
Uh-oh.
What? Oh my gosh, he's so excited. Dog.
Really, when I try and tell people that you always weren't a dog and it was okay to kick them, they were like, how could you?
Oh, yeah?
I tell them never right.
Oh. Yeah, I thought the whole original idea with the 22 pistol was to shoot nuts.
It may be a little bit overboard. A good stick to give him a good whacking is just...
Oh no, this is for Mom. She's been attacked by dogs, so... We're past deterrent. We're on to...
Full out war?
Yeah. Or we expect to win. I don't know. Looks like a cat with a most interesting background. That's what I can say. And the school. No school better than a dead school. I don't know what Tucum Carey plans.
Yeah.
But I don't think most of the kids are coming back. Only a few. Ah, the ultimate victory of homeschooling.
This fence always is small.
Yeah.
It felt bigger when I was little.
Yeah. Funny thing about that, huh? Craziness. You think that? It's a little big for a drone. I think it's one of those one-seater sporty things. Or is that how they got... Is that how they got Fanny out of here? Jump in! We'll strap her down! She'll scream for a little bit, but then she'll knock herself out.
Near the water towers, this is an excellent place to put them.
Put who?
Put water towers.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, the gravity can feed the entire town.
Oh, yeah. But, everybody always says, it's going to drown the kids at the school. Yeah, if it ever breaks, because apparently one of them broke once upon. Flooded out a whole bunch of people. And I was kind of like, oh good. This is what you get for sending your kids to school.
Well, it's one of the sacrifices you have to make in the
That's right. Always risk involved, I suppose. You ready? Huh? Hi, Matt. Let's do it. Yahoo! I'm still being careful of knees and feet and all kinds of crap, so I just head back to the house from here. Matt and Mom go around a bit more because they're good people, and you might want to go with them. Thank you. good plan to hide that money somewhere. So you don't spend it. Ah. Because, yeah, that's a... That's a great start to a mission. You might even have some of that left over at the other end. I gotta kiss mom. There's a rule. Good rule. I love you from the heart. Okay. Oops. Hey, yeah?
Good morning.
Woohoo. You don't think so? Alright. Alright, guys. See you at home. Oh, Sammy. Coming back. Kind of talking him into a mission. Trying to get that all worked out. Psychology around, you know, you can blame the majority of your problems on your parents. It's fashionable to pretty much say that all parents are abusive or neglectful, or, you know, and there's just no, you know. Everybody's looking for a reason for what is, and that's a common one. And they try to be on the other side of that argument to say, you know, you should be grateful for what your parents gave you. You know? I don't think anybody really gets good at parenting. On this particular sphere of existence, you don't really have enough kids to get good. I mean, I had six, and that's, let me tell you, I take a lot of crap for having six kids from most people. One or two is considered okay. Zero, I'm sure now, in these days, is considered the best. And everybody has their own little private attitude about it. It's always funny, the biggest, you know, the mo- most headstrong and persuasive people, saying, boy, this is how you should parent, and this is how you should treat children, and stuff like that, usually comes from people who didn't have children. Or if they did, had children that they basically gave over to other people to raise. You know, your child care center, stuff like that. People with means tend to shuffle off their kids to others. You know, they may have dealt with their children when they were infants, maybe. And then it's like, well, let's get them going to someplace else, or whatever. Just the basic strangeness of things these days. And I find myself I don't know if it's apathetic or you know, everybody talks about the, well, it was because their raise really kept them down, and they'll never amount to anything because of the way they were raised, or the circumstances they were raised in, or whatever. And you go, you know, I don't really think along those lines too much. I'm somewhat concerned myself because I feel like that the training I got in child development was a little idle, and to a large extent it taught me attitudes about it that were probably, you know, weren't necessarily good or proper. Or I'm probably better and closer to the term godly. So I don't know what I am. But I tend to give people a bit of a pass. I think most kids these days are raised by the poor, more and more so, I think now. Rich people will tend to have maybe one or two at best. There's not a lot of rich people, number one. So, kind of an interesting thing. Anyway, hi pups, take it easy, don't want anything. So anyway, I don't really want to know what to think of that, how to look at it. Sam. That's a cute little vehicle he got. Little micro SUV sort of thingy. All-wheel drive, huh? Anyway, so, pretty good shape all around. Okay. So yeah, comes to parenting, I just kind of go, do your best. Don't try to be mean, but don't let them walk all over you. Come on. Poor phone. Oh, come on. Hello. Oh, jeez. It's already getting warm. Let's get up to 101 today. It's that time of year. The nice thing is, every night, it gets down to like 70 or a little bit lower than that, and that's a wonderful thing. Oh, come on. There we go. Finally.